Welcome back. I'm Dr. Catherine Messagi, Guru Catherine, founder and CEO of Blockchain and guide for your personal journey. And today, I want to talk to the crypto speculators out there. And I know I don't normally talk about the speculation, but oh my God, what a ride y'all are going through right now. And I want to talk to you about how to stay grounded and chill despite the ups and downs of crypto market, massive regulatory changes, changes in the legal environment, so much uncertainty around the future of crypto in the U.S. Like, it looks like it's going to be good, but I don't know. So we're going to talk about the environment you find yourselves in right now and how to stay grounded and centered and to keep it chill so that you can make smart choices. Right? Because if you let the stress get the better of you, you're going to make poor choices. You're going to exit at the wrong time. You're going to get in at the wrong time. So this one is for the speculators in crypto out there. I'm here to help you make better choices by keeping your head on straight. And that's what we're going to talk about today, how to do that. So I've got three big tips for you today. Make sure you watch all the way to the end to get all of the wisdom. And let's talk about it. The crypto space for speculators is a place of incredible highs and incredible lows. Huge volatility. So one day when your coin price is up and your bags are booming, life is perfect, everything's great, yeah, we're so back. And then an hour later, everything's in the shitter. And everybody's feeling awful and they're all disparaged, right? And if you go on crypto Twitter, you just watch this roller coaster of sentiment that can change from 1 hour to the next, 1 day to the next, 1 week to the next. Now, why in the world is it so volatile? One, it's a fairly new industry. Yes, I know. It's been around for 15, 16 years, but not really. Right? Have you been in it for 15 or 16 years? If you have not, it's pretty new. So it's a bit of a wild west, and that's going to give you a lot of volatility. You also have a lot of uncertainty in the legal and regulatory environment. So in the U.S., you had a large number of years where the government was trying to actively kill it, actively stop crypto from existing. They figured out that didn't really work. So then they tried to regulate it to death. They tried to lawsuit it to death. That didn't really work. And now you've had this 180 where we have a super positive pro-crypto environment at every level of the federal government, at least in the U.S. and in a lot of states. And this promise, this expectation of actual codified law and regulation coming in the next 3 to 6 months, but we're not there yet. So there's some uncertainty about what is that actually going to look like. They're finally going to be defining what is a security and what is a commodity, and that is going to have a huge effect of coins being delisted from centralized exchanges if they end up falling in the security category, right? And other coins being brought onto exchanges like Geode when they fall into the commodity category. So this is only going to breed more volatility going forward. So what I'm saying is don't expect this to not be volatile anytime soon. Crypto market is not gonna chill for a while. Eventually, it'll be more grounded, but not till we see a lot more players with their heads about them. So what can you do? How can you keep your head about you in this ridiculously volatile environment? I have three tips for you. Number one, please do not make this your full-time job if you do not have another source of income. If you have another job that's providing a paycheck, you will be a little bit more chill if you lose money in speculating in the crypto market, right? You're going to be a little more calm if you know that you can buy groceries and pay your rent. Please do not make this your only job. If this is your only job and speculating on crypto is your only income and you don't have either a job with an income or a net worth that supports that, if you're not independently wealthy, your stress level is going to be through the roof. What happens when you're stressed out? You make poor decisions. And it just spirals into worse and worse decisions, throwing good money after bad, picking the wrong coins, exiting at the wrong time. Holy cow. Stress and good decisions do not go together. So make sure that you have another source of income that can provide for your basic needs, whether that is you have a large enough net worth to begin with, or you have a paycheck coming in from somewhere else that can provide for your basic needs, so that anything you make on crypto speculation is gravy. That's just icing on the cake above and beyond. That's what I recommend. Number two, don't put in more money than you can stand to lose. Because it's so volatile, it's a little bit like going to the casino. It's not quite as bad, right? At least you can try to make smart choices, right? When you look at these coins, you can try to make smart choices and say, is there anything backing the value of this coin? What is this network? Who's in charge of it? Who is the leadership? What is their roadmap? What is their plan? Can I see their code? Who's, you know, where did they come from? How long have they been around? What's the plan? You know, take a look at their leadership. What's the attitude of their leadership? Is this long-term leadership or is this short-term rug pull? If it's a meme coin, you are 100% gambling at a casino with somebody who is probably going to rug pull you. So please don't be shocked when that happens. Please. They have no inherent value. Could you make your fortune on them? I don't know. Yeah, I mean, some people do, but most people are just exit liquidity. So pay attention to what's actually backing the value of some of these coins. And look for coins that actually have real backing value. They actually are doing something. I know utility coins are you know, not the exciting thing right now. Yeah, but they're the thing with the long-term value, right? Have a balance. Have coins that, okay, it's a meme coin, but I think it could go somewhere. I'm going to throw $100 in it. Or it's a utility coin. I'm going to put more of it over there, right? Have a diversified portfolio. And obviously, you know that already because you're smart, I hope, and you've been researching this. Diversification is obvious. But don't put in more total than you can stand to lose. And then as soon as you can pull back enough profit for what you originally put in, take that profit, and now you're just playing with fun money that was total profit. So be aware of how much you're putting in and how much you can stand to lose there. Don't put in more than you can lose. And lastly, understand that it's all a bit of a Wild West gold rush right now. There are so many kinds of coins out there. I mean, just, oh my God, millions of coins out there right now. Now, yes, 99% of those are pump.fun meme coins that have no, they're just for fun. They're just for fun, stupid speculation. Have fun with that if you want. But understand that at some point you're going to need to do the work and do the due diligence on the coins that you're investing in. Who are these coins? Who are these networks? Who are their leaders? What's the plan? Do they have a roadmap? Where are they going with this? And look for something that you think actually has a future, and then help to build that community. Help to not just hype the coin, but actually promote the things that they're building, if they're actually building any, if they're not a meme coin. If they're a meme coin, they're not actually building anything. So I want you to understand it's a Wild West. It's a gold rush right now. There are fortunes to be made, as in any gold rush, but there are just as many fortunes to be lost. So my third tip, and this is the most important, and frankly, you can apply this to any aspect of your life. Do not get stuck on your expectations. Here's where speculators go wrong. They get in on a coin position with the expectation. Let's say I buy, I have an expectation that it will go up. Now, if I'm smart, I've done my work. I've looked at the indicators. I've looked at the project. I've looked at all the macros. And I say, I expect it to go up this much. And that is where I will take profit. right? You got to have a plan. But now you got to be able to let go of that plan in an instant. Because if that does not happen and it starts going in the other direction, people get stuck on their expectations. No, 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 this one's going to go up. It's going to go up. And what happens? It tanks out. And if you're leveraged, which I do not recommend, but if you're leveraged, you're going to lose your whole bag. So don't get stuck on your expectations. If you made a bad choice, you need to be able to get out of it quickly. And you know this, but how do you actually do this in practice, right? Because like, you know, if it starts going in the other direction, maybe you shorted it and it starts going up. You got to have hard and fast rules for yourselves, not expectations. Expectations are, I believe this will do this. Yeah, well, it didn't. Hard and fast rules look like, I will take profit here. I will cut my losses there. And you stick to it. Self-discipline is the key to not operating on expectations. So let's go over these one more time. Do not make crypto speculating your full-time job. Please have some other source of income, whether it is living off your investments, if you have the net worth to do it, or whether you have a paycheck coming in from somewhere else. You need the foundation of knowing that your rent and groceries and electricity are covered so you can think clearly and smart. Secondly, don't put in more than you can stand to lose. And thirdly, don't have expectations. Have a concrete plan and stick to it. These are my own personal recommendations. If you have questions, put them in the comments. If you have other strategies you love, put them in the comments. Let's help each other and let's keep our heads about us in this very volatile time, especially for you speculators out there. I adore you. Boy, y'all got some balls. I appreciate what you do and how you do it. So put your best ideas down there and let's help each other out. Keep a level head, make good choices, and I will see you on Chain.